Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And very excited about having our good friend Robert Brands back on the show. Robert is the president and founder of Brands & Company, and he helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. He's one of our top innovation experts in our brain trust, and he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Robert Brands, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Also, good morning to you, Robert. Also, he's the principal of InnovationCoach.com. Robert, I was telling the audience earlier in the hour before you got here that you were going to join us. We were going to talk about innovation. What I was saying is that innovation, when I first came into the marketplace many, many decades ago, you could innovate once and you could sort of live off of that for a while. You might could live off of it for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. But whatever you created, whatever you built and innovated, you could be really radical or not so radical. You could use that for a while. Today, an innovation might last an hour. It might last a day. It might last a week or a month. But it's not going to last very long because, in my opinion, customer expectations are driving the need to innovate. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. I actually, one of the key things is that life cycles are getting shorter and shorter.
Right.
If you notice the products on the shelf as a regular consumer, they're not out there very long, and if you don't succeed very quickly, you get removed. And if I go back to my early career with the instant foaming hand soap pumps, those little pumps that create the foam to wash your hands, if that would have been today's market, I don't know if we would have made the breakthrough. It took about 3 years of steady volume, after which the rest of the market woke up and realized this was a great opportunity.
Right.
So you have to really understand that the window is short, and you really need to show double-digit growth very, very quickly.
Right. Well, and you've got to, in the marketplace today, it's, you know, you can't enter the marketplace with wingtips or penny loafers. You got to have track shoes on, and those track shoes are represented by innovation. And this is a thing that a lot of small business owners might not think that they have, and that's the ability to innovate. They might think, well, innovation, that's patents and a bunch of things the big companies throw money at, but every business must innovate. What do you think, Robert?
Absolutely. First of all, it's innovate or die. There's no if, but, or maybe. I mean, if you don't innovate, you perish. If you envision the product life cycle, ultimately it crests and comes down. You need to have something that can go on top of that life cycle. So the other thing that you're bringing up is that innovation is a holistic approach. It's a long-term approach. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And it's absolutely essential. And to start with, I always talk about the 10 types of innovation. Meaning innovation is very, very broad. It's not just about the product or service that you provide, but it's in the process, how you deliver it, what your brand stands for, what the
right.
service experience is. And think about it as broadly so that everybody in the organization can get involved.
I want to talk about those 10 steps, those 10 innovative steps, imperatives, as you say, Robert. But one of the things I want to do, we're going to do that in the next segment. But before we get there, to me, you can't become an innovator. You can't innovate. You can't have a culture of innovation if you're not prepared to lead change, not just accept change and not just manage change, but do what we've talked about on the show with others, Robert, and that is lead change. What do you think?
Yeah, you have to, you as the president or CEO, You have to be the chief innovation officer. You have to walk the talk. And the example I always quickly use is just a very basic example in the plumbing industry. If you think about the plumbing brand of Kohler versus American Standard, what comes to mind when you see a Kohler branded product? It's innovation and design. Mm-hmm. And it's not by accident, because Herb Kohler is still chairing the monthly new product meeting. And when that happens, it says something to the whole organization, and you need to think about it within your environment in that context. You need to show that you're walking the talk and that it's important to you.
Even if you're leading the organization, even if you're not the lead innovator, even if you've hired people or you're allowing the people who work for you to be the innovators, you have to be fully engaged in that innovation and fully supportive. Otherwise, it won't work. We come back. I'm going to get Robert to tell us about these 10 imperatives for your innovative culture. After these messages, Tony Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Robert Brands is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.